Good morning. I'm Roxanne Scafidi, and welcome back to High Desert Dialogue in its new form. High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne. Myself and my good friend Regina Witherspoon Bell are very excited to bring this program back to you to engage, educate, and entertain and connect our local High Desert community with a local focus. We hope you enjoy. Let's get to it.
Well, Roxanne, I am really excited this morning. We have two wonderful community members and women here who are representing on behalf of Desert Valley Hospital. I am really excited to welcome Diana Amaya, who is the Director of Quality Improvement and Member Services, and of course Andrea Bell, who is the Director of Marketing and Outreach. Now, we won't be hearing from Andrea because she's got a little bit of laryngitis.
We're sad.
But she's such a trooper. She came anyway to talk to us and share with us, you know, as we're getting ready to move into February, which is known as American Heart Health Month. We wanted to talk about that because that's something that we know you guys as an organization have really been supportive for well over 10 years now, of making sure that the community has information and resources. You provide a wonderful event that we'll talk about a little later on. But Diana, I wanted to talk about heart health and what we should know. And I think there that you might have some stats and information that you can share with us that are going to be of some enlightenment for our audience.
Well, American Heart Month is you know, near and dear to all of our hearts. It affects women especially. And, you know, us being women, we need to know what the symptoms are, how we can prevent this horrible disease, because heart disease, you know, you hear a lot. It is the silent killer in women because it's not all the same for men and women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see the dramatics when you watch, you know, I've been watching these medical shows and they grab their heart and it's like, oh my gosh, I'm having a heart attack.
Right.
It's not always like that.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody has different symptoms. You know, some women, their jaw starts hurting. Their back starts hurting. You feel like you have indigestion.
Mm-hmm.
So it's different for everybody. And you hear people, you know, I just did a presentation at our iWalk. We do a monthly iWalk with our seniors at the mall.
Okay.
And we did a presentation, and this gentleman came up to me afterwards, and he said he must have been 85 years old or so. And he's like, you know, my son, who's 66 years old, he was 66 years old. We went on this trip and we ate dinner. We went back to the hotel. We were going to go to the car show early in the morning and he had terrible indigestion. And he just kept saying, I don't feel good. And he was like, I'm just going to take a shower. I'm going to lay down. And he said the next morning he just still didn't feel good. And he knew something was off.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't grab the heart and my left arm. No. He felt like it was indigestion. I ate something really bad.
Mm-hmm.
He ends up at the hospital out of state. You know, they were out of state on a vacation, just father and son. He ends up at the hospital in a small little hospital, and he was having many heart attacks.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Many heart attacks.
And, you know, and unfortunately, the gentleman did pass away after a couple, maybe 20 days or so in the hospital.
Sorry to hear that.
So I know it hits a lot of people differently, and that's why it's so important for us to, like, let people know what some of those symptoms are. And if you don't feel good, go to the hospital. You know your own body. You do your regular checkups. Get your screenings. You know, one of the things as a quality improvement is that we preach to males, females, all ages, just get all your preventatives so you know what you're supposed to feel like. I checked that off the list.
Right. So let me ask you, Diana, because that's a really great point. The indigestion, okay, that's not necessarily something we normally associate with heart, right, having heart trouble. What should we do if we start to have indigestion, it's not normal for us? Do you suggest or recommend that we go see our primary? Do we go to emergency? What do we do? What would you suggest?
Honestly, I'm not a medical doctor, but what we tell and what I've seen doctors say, you know, we have wonderful cardiologists at our hospital, and what they always suggest is if you don't feel good, go to the hospital. You know your body. You know if something is off. And we want to just make sure. I mean, it's better to go to the hospital and they say, oh, it's indigestion.
Right.
You know, and a lot of times the ambulance, when they do come, let's say you call the ambulance, they do like an EKG. They can tell you, okay, you need to go to the hospital.
Right.
So I think it's just knowing your body, knowing something's off, and it's better to be safe than sorry.
Yes. So I think that's key. It's better to mm-hmm. be safe than sorry. Mm-hmm. What are some of the other things that you can share with our audience that we want to be aware of as it relates to our heart health?
You know, hypertension.
Mm.
It's one of the, what they call a silent killer. You don't always know. And that's why regular checkups are really good, to make sure you're doing your yearly checkups. If you have hypertension, you have high blood pressure. Make sure you keep it under control. If you need to get medication for it,
mm-hmm.
Take it on a regular basis. Not when you start feeling good. You know, and I tell people this, and I preach it to my parents.
Right.
You know, the African American community, the Hispanics, we are more prone to having high blood pressure.
Yes.
A lot of salt we eat, right?
Yes.
A lot of, you know, we have a lot of tendency to have hypertension. And you know, I'll share, and I'm good. I do a lot of personal stories because I think this relates to people.
Right.
Like my dad, he'll say, oh, I just stopped taking them. I'm like, Dad, why'd you stop taking the medication? I started feeling better. I go, Dad. He's like, I check my blood pressure every morning and it's perfect. Every night it's perfect. I'm like, do you think maybe it's because you were
taking
the medication?
Yes. So one of the tips is if you're on medication, you start to feel better.
It's because you're taking the medication,
so continue, right?
Right.
And then also I heard you say diet mm-hmm. is really important, right?
Diet is extremely important. You know, just 30 minutes of exercise a day makes a difference. And I think that's why one of the things at Desert Valley Hospital and Desert Valley Medical Group is that we promote a lot of physical activity, free activities for our seniors, for anybody out here in the high desert that just wants to get fit is – you know, we have free yoga classes. We do an eye walk at the mall where you mm-hmm. can walk early prior to the mall opening. So you have a safe space to walk. We do that because we want to make sure you're moving. That keeps your heart healthy. It helps with, like, if you have cholesterol issues, diabetes.
Right.
You know, we move on from hypertension. Diabetes is a huge
mm-hmm.
one, too.
Right. Now, let me ask you something. If community wants to learn more about some of these resources that you've mm-hmm. you've talked about,
mm-hmm.
information,
mm-hmm.
how do they go about getting that from you? Is there a website? Is there a phone number? How would they reach out and be able to get some of these resources, know about some of the upcoming mm-hmm. events?
Well, they can always go on our Desert Valley Medical Group website.
Okay.
Or they can call member services. I have all bilingual staff there. Able to answer any questions and sign you up. And their phone number is 760-381-8083. Again, it's 760-381-8083, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. And we'll be happy to share a lot of our events coming up. A lot of them have to do with our block walk, walking around the hospital, walking, doing, you know, the eye walk at the mall, getting free health screenings. We'll even check your blood pressure, your glucose while you're there.
Mm. Right. And you've got a really big event coming up, as I understand it. Is it what, February 24th. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So at Desert Valley Medical Group, Desert Valley Hospital, we've had for the longest time, we do a heart event at the mall. It is February 24th from 10 to 1. We have several vendors there. Some of our friends, Regina, like Chan, Community Health Action
yes.
Network
Yay,
with CJ.
Uh-huh.
He'll be there. We invite IHP. We invite Bill Edwards with Victor Valley Rescue Mission.
Yes.
We have our own cardiology department come out and do free education. AMR, showing how to do CPR. We do free health screenings, like I've said, you know, do glucose, cholesterol checks, blood pressure. And just make sure overall you're educated.
Yes.
And know about all these free events that we have. So we'll be at the mall. We're partnering with the Mall of Victor Valley and also Macy's for a fun little red fashion show.
Oh,
we'll have
great.
A runway. So, Regina, if you want to walk, you are invited.
I just might.
Roxanne, if you want to walk, come on over.
That would be great.
And just model. And it's
what time is that?
From 10 to 1.
From 10 to 1.
Is this the same day as well? February 24th?
Yes.
February 24th. Mm-hmm. Everybody write that on your calendars. February 24th from 10 to 1 at the mall. There's a lot of information and resources and fun.
Right.
We're going to have fun.
Education, you know, it starts from youngsters all the way to our seniors. We just want to make sure you have the resources that we're providing you, the education. And if you don't have a doctor that you can see regularly, hey, we're here. And what I've always told, like, a lot of our, you know, attendees that come to our health events, they're not precisely, you know, see our Desert Valley Medical Group doctors. But we're just here for the community, for our High Desert. We've been here so many years that this is our community.
Yes. Well, Diana and Andrea, I want to thank you for coming in today and sharing all of this wealth of information with our community. I also want to thank you for what Desert Valley has meant and is a pillar in our community of community outreach. The work that you guys do there is amazing, the way that you reach out and you touch the community in so many different ways, in so many different aspects, is really, really applaudable. And so we want to say thank you for that, and I'm so happy you came in today and shared. And one more time, give us that number where if there's any questions about anything that you've talked about today, mm-hmm. and particularly the event, people can reach out and get that information.
Especially for our seniors, too, who may not be comfortable using a computer, I think the phone number would be great as well.
Yeah.
Diana, too, if you have any other stats or any other information that you want to give our public, too.
Well, I have, you know, one of the things is it affects women. That is precisely, you know, I preach, you know, I'm one of four girls, count my mom, so there's five of us women, is just make sure you have that preventative measures, that you go to your doctor regularly, don't put it off, you know. And I think one of the stats, you know, I do want to acknowledge, you know, during COVID, a lot of people did not go to their doctors,
mm-hmm.
and were undiagnosed, and they ended up in the hospital because of the hypertension.
Okay.
So I want to make sure everybody's getting back on track, but one of the stats I do have, about 40% of U.S. adults are estimated to have hypertension.
Wow.
So that's almost half.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's half of us here.
Right.
And Diana, it's not just for seniors. We always like relating, you know, heart attacks to seniors or older people, but heart attacks can attack really anybody, correct?
And we're starting to see an uptick in that with younger people having heart conditions and heart challenges.
Right. Younger ages. Like in
heart
their
attacks. Yeah.
Like their late 30s or 40s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, did you guys hear about, you know, LeBron James's son?
Yeah.
Yes.
And he's early 20s.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he went into cardiac arrest.
Yes.
You know, you think this fit, young, healthy person, and it happens.
It happens. Yes. So absolutely, we again want to thank you for bringing this wealth of information to us. And again, thank you for what you guys do in the community. It's necessary and needed. And we're glad that you're there. And we've got all the contact information. If you missed it, you can reach us here at the studio, and we'll make sure that we get you that information. But again, thank you, ladies, for coming in today and joining
us. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you so much, Regina. It's always a pleasure, and always a pleasure to hear from you, Roxanne, too.
All right. Thank you. And we'll have this posted on our Facebook pages as well. A look at our community calendar coming up this week. On February 3rd is the 2024 Charles Challenge. It is a fundraiser and awareness raiser for the ALS Society. A member of our community, teacher and friend Charles Rodell, is battling ALS. Join us for the special event as together we fight to raise awareness and funds for ALS research. All money raised at the challenge goes to ALS research. Entry to the event is free. There are individual events, run, walk, and various strength challenges. Require a separate donation. However, participation in all events are covered with a $25 donation. Prizes will be awarded in each age division of each event, and we will have more about this event on our Facebook page. It is happening once again on February the 3rd, Saturday, Sultana High School, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., a fundraiser and awareness raiser for the ALS Society.
Well, good morning. I am Roxanne.
We're super excited about this.
Super excited. Guest. You know, there are individuals that you happen to meet in your life, and they just are iconic and very special. And this lady that's here with us today, absolutely epitomizes that. Her heart, her tenacity, her persistence, her drive, her passion, it is just iconic. And so I am so excited, Roxanne, to welcome to the show today Ms. Dana Hernandez from Yay. Rocking Our Disabilities.
Yay, Dana.
Yay. Thank you. Thank you for having me here today.
Dana, what we want to do, I mean, there's so much. There is just so much to talk about with what you have done and built in your organization, Rocking Our Disabilities. But what I really want to do is have an opportunity for our listeners to know why this exists, what has been the inspiration, how what this really means to you, where this came from. So can you share with us the history and how Rocking Our Disabilities came to be?
Sure. So I am a parent of two special needs adults. I have my daughter, Deja, who is 25, mm-hmm. and she has intellectual disabilities and severe autism. Mm-hmm. And I have a son who is high-functioning Asperger's. His name is Gino. And he also has severe ADHD. Mm-hmm. And so the idea of coming up with this was giving them an outlet of having a life outside of just being stuck in our house.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so tell me, this being Rocking Our Disabilities, mm-hmm. and so when you envisioned it, it was a gathering place. What did you envision it to be?
I envisioned it to be a place where I or my children or our families can go without judgment, mm-hmm. or feeling like my child's going to have a meltdown in the store and people are going to judge me or anything like that. That was the reason that I created this family.
And so you have now created this safe space.
Yeah.
And who tell me, who is this safe space for, and what's really unique about Rocking Our Disabilities?
The safe space is for anybody that has intellectual disabilities, autism, ADHD, is on an IEP. We just try to reach out to the community. What sets us apart from any other nonprofit that I am aware of that helps individuals with mm-hmm. disabilities or special needs is that we service siblings. For me, it was very important that we service the whole family so that a parent didn't have to choose which child they were going to help.
Wow.
So we have an inclusive community, which makes us very unique and special in a wide variety of people that come.
Yes. Yeah. And as far as we know, there is definitely not anyone else here in the high desert that is positioned to do that work. Is right. that right?
Yes.
Wow. And so what, outside of what you've already shared, what drives you to continue to provide these services and resources to our community?
My children drive me every day up a wall, but, you know, that's okay.
That's all of us, though.
My passion is to see the kids that come in and the adults that come in happy and just changing. My daughter has grown so much in her change that people come up to me and say, oh my gosh, your daughter just talked to me. Or, you know, just the differences in their growth and them feeling comfortable and them being able to come out of their shell and have a conversation because they feel that they're in a safe environment and they're around people that love them.
That love them.
That love
them.
And
that relate and understand.
Absolutely.
Right. And so tell us a little bit about what you offer, how you kind of accomplish this work.
So our mission statement is that we provide social and recreational, educational, and mentoring programs for families and individuals with special needs. And that ties in a whole array of things. Mm-hmm. We offer a lot of sports and recreational activities such as basketball, soccer, pickleball. We have dance classes every Friday. So those are our athletic parts of the program. We also have two Saturday camps a month, mm-hmm. and that's like a Boys and Girls Club type thing, mm-hmm. and it's 3 hours. And the kids love that. We feed a light breakfast and a lunch.
Great.
And then we have our learning aspects of it. So we have a Soaring Eagles Club, which is like skill building and leadership. And then we opened a learning center in Victorville. And so we have like a fee-based classes that we offer there. Beads, okay. Life skills, paint, arts and crafts, and stuff like that.
Wow. Now, if anyone wants to learn more about these programs and your offerings, how do they do that?
So they could give us a call at our phone number, which is 760-998-2241, or they can find us on social media. Just make sure that they spell ROCKN, R-O-C-K apostrophe N, and then Our Disabilities Foundation.
Okay.
We are on Instagram, we are on Facebook, and we are on TikTok.
Yes. And currently, how many families are you serving?
We serve over 500 families.
Wow.
Yeah. Amazing. It's amazing. We have a pretty big, since 2019, we have serviced 97,000 residents in the Victor Valley. And we do have a couple families, one that drives from Hemet, and we have another family that drive from Anaheim, because there's just not anything like what we do in person regularly, daily, to service our kids.
Now you see why you are our Shiro.
Dana, you said that you just opened your learning center in the high desert.
Yes, we did our ribbon cutting last year.
Can you tell us more about that? Where is that located?
So that's located off Bonanza and Armagosa in Victorville.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And again, if somebody wants to learn more about that, get connected, find out, you know, what they have to do to be a part of or whatever, they would contact you directly?
Yes, they can contact us with our phone number at 760-998-2241. We also have a website that's rockinourdisabilitiesfoundation.org. They can Google us and click the website. There's many different ways for them to reach out. They can leave a message on our website. They can message us through Instagram.
Okay.
We try to get back with everybody as possible as we can. We have our dings are always going off.
Well, no doubt you are busy. Now, is there anything that you want to make sure that community knows that's going on currently? You want to talk about how we as community can help support the work that you're doing and get involved.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if anybody hears about us and knows a family that has special needs children or adults, we service both. If you could share that with them, or if you're looking to volunteer, we take volunteers. We do have a Dash for Disability Superhero 5K Walk and Roll.
I love this
coming
event.
Up on April 27th.
Okay.
So we'll be looking for walkers and runners for that. So that's going to be super exciting. This is our fourth year.
Mm.
We just added the 5K last year, so we're looking for runners.
Yay,
you're
okay.
You're a runner, sign up.
Yes. Okay, for a great cause, right?
Yes, and you get to dress like a superhero, but you also get your T-shirt and goodie bag.
Okay. And then anything else you want us to know, or I think most importantly for us as community is one, we want to applaud you and what you're
Thank
doing,
you.
Because it's necessary work, right? It's so needed, and you are helping to fill a gap. A huge gap that existed. And so how can we as community help you?
Well, first, this is not something that I do alone. So I need to really send out a heartfelt thank you to all my volunteers, my board members, my staff that come alongside me to help make this vision possible, because mm-hmm. we really have grown so far. And I'm only one person, but it takes a village to do what we do. So I would like to thank everybody that helps us make this possible and happen for the community. And the way you guys can help is, well, we struggle with donations. So okay. if anybody is looking for a good cause to donate to, we're always up to accepting donations. Or if you want to get involved and support a fundraiser, that'd be great as well. If you're looking to volunteer as an extra bonus during the pandemic, we did become a food bank. It is for our special need families that attend our program.
Okay.
So you can volunteer there. But yeah.
And tell us just a little bit before we wrap things up. Tell us a little bit more about that food bank, because we know that people are challenged. And so how does that operate, when, and again, if someone wanted to get more information about that, whether they wanted to donate to that, mm-hmm. or whether they need to, take advantage of the resources that are there, how would they do that?
So they could give us a call at 760-998-2241 and leave a message and I can get back with them. Or they can come in and register with our program. We just need proof of disability for the child or adult.
Okay.
With special needs. Usually people ask, what does that entail? It's usually an IEP or an IPP if they're at the regional center, or Social Security information. Those okay. are the requirements to be part of our program.
And then, Dana, where would they come to? Because you said that they need to come.
So our office is located inside the Rick Novak Community Center in Hesperia.
Okay.
And we are usually open between 9 and 2. And if you're not able to make it in during those hours, we can definitely email a packet and you guys are able to scan it back.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Dana, want to thank you for, first of all, being who you are, and then
thank
for
you.
The amazing work that you're doing. And definitely want to invite you back to this platform anytime you've got anything you want to share with the community.
Oh, thank you very much.
But know that we honor and support and celebrate all that you are doing for these amazing families and giving them this safe space to be who they are unapologetically. So thank you for that.
Thank you very much. We do have on March 16th our special needs Easter egg hunt for special needs families. So if anybody's interested in getting more information on that, they can reach out through our social media or call us at the office. If they would like to donate candy, decorate a car, become a vendor. We usually get about 2,000 people, so it's a very big event. It's wonderful.
Great. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. High Desert, she's laid it out there for us.
Let's
show up
too.
And mm-hmm. support this wonderful organization, the amazing work that they're doing, and all of the wonderful families that they are serving. Thank you again.
Thank you
for
having me.
We want to thank you for listening and want you to be a part of our local High Desert conversation. We invite you to share ideas, events, interesting people that you as a community want to hear from. Reach out to us. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com and let us know who you want to hear from and who we should be talking to. Take care, and we'll have another conversation next weekend.